Hello, the structure of Gun Angles are dictated and ask your report on David Gonzalez. Date of birth 2/10/1964. Date of procedure March 6, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Gun Angles. Would you referring physician, Dr. Manuel Lugo? Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is Barrett's, history of Barrett's, history of esophageal ulcer, abdominal pain. Description procedure from the pain period. Possible complication procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy or ulcers. Patient period. Patient's breath and nasal sweep placed in left lateral position. Sedated for anesthesia service to monitor anesthesia care period. A well lubricated lymph sphere. Gastroscope was introduced into esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus period. A retroflex is obtained at the cardio period. Air resection from the stomach full withdrawal scope period. The patient's heart side of the procedure will any complications. Findings. There was evidence of LA grade C ulcerative esophagitis. Next line. There was a long segment of Barrett's esophagus noted, spanning from 28 centimeters from the bite block to 35 centimeters from the bite block, C.
No, the bet's 20. No, wait, fine. Okay, it's fine. It's all right. Jesus Christ. 100. The fuck is that? Got it proof. You want me to come in there and witness and watch?
C5M7. Biopsies are obtained in 1 centimeter intervals for further evaluation and histology. Given prior history of low-grade dysplasia. There was no evidence of any nodules noted on this exam. Next line, there was a sliding hiatal hernia. There's approximately 5 centimeters in size, spanning from 35 to 40 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was poor insufflation on retroflexion. Next line, there was evidence of a diminutive gastric body polyp and cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of patchy and diffuse gastric erythema. Biopsies retained in the antrum and body separately for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2. Biopsies are obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, we'll start on omeprazole 40 milligrams BID 30 minutes before breakfast and 30 minutes before dinner for 8 weeks, then daily following. Next line, we'll need repeat endoscopy in 3 months for reevaluation of LA grade C ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, given history of low-grade dysplasia on biopsies, would recommend repeat endoscopy in 6 months. Given history of low-grade dysplasia on biopsies in 2022 of the Barrett's esophagus segment, would recommend discussion regarding continued surveillance versus eradication therapy. If endoscopic surveillance is desired, would recommend Q6-month reevaluation at this time. Next line, recommend anti-reflux precautions. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.